Time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Lloyd, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, and here to, well, get us fired up and ready to go for Saturday for the first ever, or as Chad likes to say, first annual Millapalooza here in Beloit. Chad Lorenzo, NCK Wellness Center, and Julia Raby, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, is tick-tock. The days are winding down to the big event coming up on Saturday. You ready for all of this, Chad and Julia?
As ready as we'll ever be.
Do you have a choice now?
Nope.
Nope, you're in it, and you just got to go ahead and finish it off.
That's right.
Chad, tell us what's going on, man.
So we just kind of wanted to talk a little bit more about the logistics of the bike race today. Everybody kind of knows about it, I hope. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, come talk to me. I'll tell you all about it. So we're going to have bikes out on the road Saturday morning, and we just want the public to be aware of that. And at 7 a.m., yes, you know, just be watching for bicyclists. We're going to have lots of signs up along the route. We're going to have the Sheriff's Department is going to lead the race for us. We're going to have a follow-up vehicle with their flashers on to just keep people aware that's coming up onto the bicyclists. We're trying to make it as safe as possible, so just please be on a lookout for bicycles on South 14 from Mill Street to the Tipton Blacktop, also known, I think, as K Road. And from K Road, they will be traveling west to 250 Road, which is also known as West Main Road. They're going to follow that blacktop all the way into town, back to Mill Street, and end at Kettle again. So that's the race route. Please be on the lookout for any bicyclists. We just want to keep everybody nice and safe.
Still have openings for the bike race and everything?
We do have, if you want to come day of and register, please do it. I know everybody's been watching the weather, and we have some fair weather bicyclists, and so I do believe we're going to have great weather, so if you've been holding off to the last moment, please come sign up that morning. Registration will start at 6:30. Bike race will kick off at 7. So please come out and join us.
All right.
Awesome. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about the car show logistics. That's going to cause some road closures, as you might expect. Mill Street will be closed from down at South Street all the way up to 3rd. And there's a lot going on downtown. So if you need to get over to Ace or Down Under, you might want to take a different side road, not expecting to come down Hersey, because a lot of those cross streets will be closed off from about 10 o'clock all the way through about 5 o'clock. And then from 5 to 7, we will still have Court and Mill closed for the Art and Wine Walk. And then, of course, in front of Kettle along Mill Street will be closed until about 10 o'clock at night. So you'll see those barricades out. We just ask that you guys find a safe way to get around and find good parking around the courthouse on this side, east side of Beloit, or you can go over on the west side and use Down Under, Ace, and Main Street on that side will be open for parking. So there's a lot of event parking. Might even use the First Christian Church parking lot up near 4th, and that's a short walk. Mm-hmm. Right down to the cars. So we do have signs out on the highway, if you haven't seen them, on the Millapalooza red signs, and we're going to add directional signs for our car show. We'll be adding those out on Friday. We've gotten registrations from Topeka and a first one from Enid, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah, so we got some cars from far away and lots of awesome cars from Beloit. Everyone's bringing them out. There's no rain, I'm declaring. No rain. We have a really, really low chance, and we're just looking forward to a really good day. Day of registration for your car. So again, we have some fair weather car show people.
Absolutely.
So watch the weather, but be ready to bring your car down on Saturday, win some of these awesome raffle prizes, and win one of these trophies that FinCool has created for us. They're amazing. So we're really excited about that. And again, a flea market, real quick, logistics. We're going to be on Court Street. We have antiques from Tescott come in. We have handmade crafts, metal signs, homemade furniture, restored furniture. We're going to have kettle corn, which is a must-have mm-hmm. for all of us. Marty File from the Farmer's Market is making beer rocks, hot and fresh, ready to go. We have Scentsy. We have essential oils, bags for different events going to be for sale down there. And then the Art and Wine Walk. I'm really pumped to say we have 22 artists that are displaying, this walk. Mm-hmm. You will get your map and be able to know the locations of all of those at Down Under. So at 5 o'clock, if you want to register day of, you go down to Down Under Ballroom, and we'll have a registration table there for you. You'll get your wristband and your glass, and you will get your map and get on your way.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. Do you want to run through kind of the schedule of what's sure. going on, kind of from starting with the bike races and then just run through all of that for people? Because I think it's important because some people may be interested in one or two things, sure. or maybe they have time constraints so they can only attend the things in the evening or maybe in the middle of the day. And then there's folks that could enjoy everything. There's something for all ages.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And so you want me to do that?
Yeah, whatever. So the bike race kicks off at 7 a.m. That's a long course for anybody 14 and older can participate in that. The awards for that race will begin around 9:30. And then the kids bike races will be held in Chautauqua Park. Right around 10:30 is when we'll kick that off. And we'll also have a little obstacle course and stuff for them to ride around in as well.
Awesome. So. Yes. And your kids will be getting an awesome flyer in their backpacks. So I know I get 100 of those, but that will have a lot of the details on it for what's available for kids that day. Because like Wade said, there's a lot for different ages. So after the kids bike races, the car show will start downtown on Mill Street, and that's when the flea market is happening. The blacksmith will be setting up his demonstration around then, and the chalk art challenge will be happening at noon. So a little news on the chalk art challenge is only one member has to be 18. So you can do it as a family. Mm-hmm. You can day of register. They'll have chalk there for you, and you can claim your spot on the street there at Court Street. Katrina Wilson is your point person for that, and so she can help you get started. We have a lot of businesses that are doing it as a team building, which we think is awesome. Mm-hmm. And that will be happening from 12 to 4, but then during the Art and Wine Walk, you will be able to judge those as well. So then the Art and Wine Walk, the awards for the car show first are at 4:30, and that will be on the main stage right in Mill Street. And then we kind of think of this as the kids get to go home and have a babysitter.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
And then the Art and Wine Walk will start up at 5, and that could be a good date night or good girls' night out. And you get your Art and Wine Walk on, and then there will be the street dance by Soul Preachers. We are really excited about this, the sponsorship by Kettle, Schnell and Peschinger Appliance and Furniture, and the Eye Care Center have sponsored this awesome concert for us. The city of Beloit is adding extra electricity so that we can really ramp it up.
Just make sure
there.
A squirrel doesn't get a hold of it.
That's right. You got to keep him out of there.
Let's take out the squirrel.
That's right.
So, yeah, it should be a really good cap off for the end of the night, and we'll be right there in front of Kettle.
There's a poker run as well, right?
Yes. Poker run 1 to 3. That is going to be happening simultaneously with the car show, and that's open to the public. Anybody can grab a poker run card on the stage, and then the map will show you where to go, and you'll walk through that whole thing and draw your 5 cards and enter to win some awesome prizes. $100 prizes have been given by a lot of our awesome sponsors.
And if you're really tired of your kids and they're driving you nuts, by 2 o'clock, the beer garden opens.
Yes.
There at Mill Street at Kettle. So that caught my attention as well. Well, it should be a lot of fun, and we'll try to do the best to make the weather work out for you as well, coming up on Saturday, September the 8th, all taking place Millapalooza, downtown Beloit. And once again, the bike race starts at 7 in the morning. And if anybody has any questions or about the event or events within the day, they could contact you, Julia, or how would they go about that?
Yeah. 738-2717 is the chamber office, and I'm available to take your questions or guide you to the right place. We are doing day of registration for pretty much every event, and not every event is a fee. I mean, you can come down and enjoy like the kids pit stop, most of that is free mm-hmm. for your family to come down and enjoy the obstacle course, face painting. Local organizations will be hosting free games and prizes for the kids. So there's a lot of activity throughout the day that's just for fun and free that you can come down for. But if you want to enter or get in the flea market or get in the car show, mm-hmm. we have, just like with the bike race, we have day of registration. So.
And I should probably say that day of registration for the bike race is going to be in the basement of the Guarantee State Bank. Yeah, Guarantee State Bank is where we're going to have our table set up. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. We'll be broadcasting live there in downtown Beloit. We've got to figure out exactly where we're going to set up. I'll talk to you about that afterwards. But 11 to 1, so we'll be in the middle of this. And it should be a lot of fun. And it's a really cool event. I'm guessing that at 10:01... you guys will probably be relieved that you got it in the books. And anytime you do an event for the first time, you learn a lot from year one to year two. But this is a fantastic idea, and I wish you guys the best of luck. Do you still need volunteers for anything? Or if somebody wants to volunteer, you're probably not going to turn them away, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will take you. We have had a great response. I'm so impressed with our community. We have over, probably with your volunteers in mind, I mean 30 volunteers, but we could definitely use 10 to 15 more, just to make the day go well, just help the flow of the day, and just keep everybody safe. The Beloit Police Department will be down too, helping us with just crowd flow and road closures and all those things. So we're really thankful for their participation with us, and definitely take volunteers. And you call me 738-2717.
Well done. And you got Facebook pages for Melapalooza, and you go to the Chamber website and as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fantastic. Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Chad. Anything to add?
I don't think so.
You got her covered. Congrats on Athlete of the Year, by the way.
Oh.
That was pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you paid to get that award, but no, I'm just kidding. It's well deserved, absolutely. Chad Lorenz, NCK Wellness Center, Julia Arabia, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. Melapalooza this Saturday, all day long in downtown Beloit.